585 Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Graduating? Bring your diploma to Sons Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Montgomery and get a $250 credit towards the purchase of a new or used vehicle. Sons CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
Investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Thank our friend Paul Brown. The city councilman that you need to contact for the issue on Atlanta Highway is Ed Grimes.
Okay.
I am embarrassed I didn't remember that name. And I apologize.
I should have, too.
Well, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Still, that's no excuse. So Ed Grimes is the person you want to contact. And thank you so much, Paul. And at 502... Hey, get ready to get buttered.
Thinking about new flooring for your home or business? Since 1969, Georgia Floors Direct has guaranteed the lowest prices on the River Region's largest inventory of all types of flooring. Call or visit GFD today. Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
The boys of summer are back, and it's time to butter up with Biscuits Baseball. The Biscuits are your place for fun all summer long. Check out BiscuitsBaseball.com for all of the day of the week promotions, including Taco Tuesdays, Wild Military Wednesdays, T-shirt Thursdays with Thirsty Thursday drink specials, Giveaway Fridays, Max Fireworks Saturdays, and Little Crumb Sundays, presented by Go Fish Alabama. For tickets and more information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL. Butter up.
Fox Wednesday, the auditions continue.
MasterChef United Tastes of America.
As gifted home cooks try to prove their region is the best.
Tonight, the Midwest.
Then, if you thought Gordon the chef was tough to please, try Gordon the CEO.
Succeeding in business is not easy.
Can these food entrepreneurs persuade him to partner with them?
I want to be national.
The new hit competition, Gordon Ramsay's Food Stars.
Wednesday on Fox 20.
Hi, Rich Thomas here to talk to you about Heirloom Jewelers, a one-of-a-kind, unique Montgomery jeweler. Troop Booth is the owner since 2015, but his grandparents started the business way back in 1977. He's a certified gemologist, and he knows this business so well. Now, Troop tells us he's been seeing a lot of demand this week to sell gold. Gold and silver are very high right now. He's paying high for gold jewelry and scrap gold. He's also buying gold and silver bullion, and he's offering up to 20% more than anyone else in the area. Heirloom Jewelers is open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 4 and Saturday from 10 to 2 by appointment only. You can call or text Troop at this number, 260-0666. Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughan Road at the corner of Watchman Drive, truly one of a kind. Again, call Troop at 260-0666 for Heirloom Jewelers.
It's May 30th, the greatest day ever. On the 30th of May, 1908, famed Looney Tunes voice artist Mel Blanc is born. Immediately after his delivery, he looked at the obstetrician and said,
What's up, Doc?
Have a great May 30th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 5.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Under fire from conservatives, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is hunting votes from fellow Republicans for the debt ceiling deal. The Republican speaker urged GOP skeptics Tuesday to look at the victories in the package he negotiated with President Biden. The White House and congressional leaders are working to ensure passage in time to lift the nation's borrowing limit and prevent a U.S. default. New Jersey prosecutors have arrested a Virginia man on murder and gun charges in the February killing of a local councilwoman who was found fatally shot in her SUV outside her home. Middlesex County Prosecutor Yolanda Ciccone said 28-year-old Rashid Ali Bynum of Portsmouth, Virginia, was arrested Tuesday on first-degree murder and two second-degree handgun charges in the death of Sayreville Councilwoman Eunice Dwumfor. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 50 points. More details at srnnews.com.
You have probably heard from a young age that you need to eat your fruits and vegetables. But there are so many different ones. And not only that, the cost continues to grow the more and more fruits and vegetables you put in your shopping basket. Help keep it simple and get a variety of fruits and vegetables with Balance of Nature's Fruits and Veggie Capsules. You get the benefit of 31 whole fruits and vegetables by taking a few capsules of Balance of Nature's Fruits and Veggies. Not to mention, it comes straight to your door. Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
Hey, did anybody wonder what Menthol Meredith did over the weekend?
No.
Well, let's find out.
Well, y'all, I had the Memorial Day to end all Memorial Days. We was at the lake, and this sketchy guy that looked like Winona Judd lured me onto his boat with the promise of free Michelob. And it gets fuzzy after that, but I do remember something about us running from the Coast Guard and then getting kicked out of the Golden Corral for being wet. It wasn't all just fun and games, though. I did lose my jet ski and my favorite thong. But I just keep telling myself that whoever ended up with them was likely a person in need of a jet ski and a thong. It's all karma and crap, I guess. Okay, y'all, I gotta go. My coworker Rusty and I did some light embezzling from the essential oils pyramid scheme we've been running. And now the FBI is all up in our gooch. So we're having a document bonfire out on his land this morning. Burn, baby, burn.
You see the story that our governor signed a new law that makes it a crime to panhandle, loiter on roads? As homeless advocates cry foul, I have a simple solution. If you're a homeless advocate, open up your house and bring them in.
Yeah.
You don't have to drive to the radio station at 4:30 in the morning like I do. And I will say it out loud. There are times where I will actually fudge a light because I don't want to have a minute or two with the person I'm seeing in that intersection. As I always say, that hour of the day, people are either going to a job or they just pulled one. And it's dangerous. But the left doesn't care, and I'm sure the mayor won't enforce this. By the way, Skipper mentioned a metal chair in the road on I-85 between Eastern Boulevard and Taylor Road in the fast lane. How does a metal chair end up in the fast lane?
Somebody didn't have it tied down in the back of their pickup truck.
That's nice, because that flies out. Maybe it hits a windshield next time and kills somebody. Stupid. But, again, you have no idea how many times you're... And it's not just here. You're on... Like when I drive down to New Orleans. At least once or twice, you'll see... What the hell are you people thinking with that load on your truck without being tied down? Yeah, it does happen. It's 5:10. Brant will join us in a moment. People still need mortgages. People still need to take money out of their homes to have a line of credit so they can go ahead and make plans and figure out exactly how much they can get done for the amount of money they're going to be able to exercise in that line of credit. Just because we're in a situation where interest rates are higher than they were a couple of years ago does not mean people are not buying homes. They are. People are also looking for money to start businesses. Morris Capuano is the guy we hope you will call. for any of those needs. He's so experienced. He knows his way through this business better than anybody you'll ever meet. And he is now with Troy Bank and Trust. And that's a community bank that has a great legacy and a long history, and it's rock solid. So he'll be able to serve you better as part of his partnership with Troy Community Bank and Trust than at any previous time in his career. He's ready to help you. Reach out at 409-9300. That's 409-9300 for a mortgage, line of credit, money for a business. Give him a call. 409-9300. His NMLS number is 88697 and member FDIC. It's 511.
Summer in style at Wind Creek Wetumpka with our Drop the Top giveaway, where you'll have two chances to win a 2023 BMW convertible. Earn entries now, then be here when the fun starts at 5 p.m. on Saturday, June 3rd, and again on Saturday, June 24th. Winners will get a share of over $70,000 in cash and free play, plus a chance to win the ultimate grand prize, a sleek new BMW convertible for summer. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Introducing the all-new Lexus of Montgomery. Our brand new dealership isn't just about selling cars. It's about being a part of the community. We're committed to making luxury affordable for all. We understand that owning a luxury car may seem like a dream that's out of reach, but we're here to change that. Everyone deserves to experience the joy of driving a Lexus. And with our wide range of finance offers, we can make it a reality. Our grand opening event is a perfect opportunity for you to see for yourself why Lexus is the number one luxury car brand in the River Region. We also pay more for your trade than anyone else. Find out how much and schedule an appraisal online at LexusMontgomery.com. We take pride that we're not just a new dealership, but an active member of the community. Come see us. We have the perfect Lexus for you. Shop our huge selection of new Lexus vehicles, and you can be confident you're getting a great deal. Come visit the all-new Lexus of Montgomery today. Shop online at LexusMontgomery.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are swinging into more and more of a summertime pattern. Tonight will be dry, but comfortable. Actually, close to normal for this time of the year with the overnight low 67. Tomorrow, high temperature in the upper 80s, a little bit more humidity, good bit of sunshine. Can't rule out a few hit-or-miss pop-up storms somewhere in the afternoon and evening hours. Thursday and Friday, the first 2 days of June, more scattered hit-or-miss storms with highs in the mid to upper 80s and not much change on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Brady Bunch House is on the market, but that's not the only TV house you can purchase when you choose Retro Real Estate. TV Land is the land of reruns, and you can live like Rerun and Raj and Dwayne in the What's Happening House. Does that sound too fancy? Then maybe a junkyard is more your style. Live out your dreams of hoarding in the Sanford and Son House. Do you have a pretty niece, but the rest of your family is scary looking? This gothic abode at 1313 Mockingbird Lane may be just what the monster ordered. Or if you're looking to downsize, you can have some happy days in the apartment above the Cunningham's garage. It's all available through Retro Real Estate. Call fast, or you may miss out on your chance to live in this hilarious German POW camp.
Hey, just browsing the headlines here, trying to make sure we're on top of everything that's going on. Again, the Republicans, they have decided to hold FBI Director Christopher Wray in contempt for refusing to release a document that will show that the Biden family raked in roughly $5 million in bribes. It's all on Hunter Biden's laptop. They won't do anything about that. You know, in a way, maybe more than all the other crap this country is facing, this is the most important stuff because it just hammers home we have two separate justices in this country. Just us, and then the one for us. We're putting January 6th people who didn't harm anybody. One guy who wasn't even there just got 18 years. We'll deal with that. We will teach you not to be a conservative. But you want Joe Biden? We're not going to help you get him. This is as corrupt as it gets. It's the worst. Is that Brandt?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then let's talk to him. Mr. Wright on the money. Hope you had a great holiday weekend.
We did. We had a great time, man. It was a wonderful weekend. And, you know, it's always good to honor those who've fallen in support of our country and our freedoms. And we tried to do just that this weekend. So it was nice. The weather was incredible. How about you?
I certainly, we did our share of remembering. And the only thing I posted on Facebook Memorial Day was a beautiful picture of sunset over a veteran cemetery. And the flags and the people. 1.3 million Americans have sacrificed everything. And by the way, the majority of those during the Civil War. So instead of wasting a lot of time taking down or renaming forts and things for people that were historically connected to the Confederacy, why not invest some time and energy honoring those who fought for the America where everybody's free? But I'm talking to myself, you know? It's like, when you look at everything, the insane, look at this. How many 53 shot in Chicago over the weekend? That's a great way to show your appreciation for love of country. And that situation, the Broadwalk in Hollywood, Florida, I knew right away who was responsible for that. That used to be a great place to go on a first date, walk, and restaurants of all types, and then it got taken over by a gang culture. So I rode the bike, ate some great food, watched Darkest Hour, and spent time with friends. It was a great weekend.
Oh, that's awesome.
But now
really
we're back in the real world today. I noticed the market didn't seem to be particularly thrilled with what was going on. What's the story today?
You know, all of last week, you know, last week for the most part, markets were sideways to down. You know, this week we've kicked off with the same type attitude. You know, it's you look at the market action today, there was really nothing going on. It was flat across the board from my perspective. Not a ton of fireworks, but again, I mean, all eyes have been on this debt ceiling negotiation and whether or not this Congress and the White House can come to terms on something. Now, you know, it, obviously, as you've seen over the weekend, it appears they've got a deal in principle. There's a lot of controversy surrounding this whole thing. But it looks to me, Greg, like what they've done is they went ahead and increased the debt ceiling by roughly $4 trillion that will go through the end of 2024 into 2025. However, they have put somewhat of a freeze on spending for the most part. There's some loopholes in there, and I think that's where the controversy is coming from. McCarthy's out there trying to explain his position, and then I think Biden and the Democrats are trying to do the same. We've been working hard to try to peel this thing back and really look at it, but it's been hard getting exactly what they've agreed to. I mean, there's a lot of difference of opinion out there, and so we'll see. You know, McCarthy has said for quite some time that he wanted to go into this with giving, you know, his constituents in the House the opportunity to see the proposal, read through the proposal in the legislation, which is something he says, you know, he was adamant about doing, especially after the way that Pelosi ran the House. So that could be part of what's going on, is that we just aren't able to get our hands on real concrete information. But I'm looking forward to it, and there's supposed to be a vote on this thing possibly tomorrow night. So I'm hoping there'll be more information through the evening and as well as tomorrow, you know, that we can talk about. But look, the bottom line is, no matter what this is, the bottom line is getting this debt ceiling extension done is extremely important. You can't just go full stop and not pay the interest on the government debt and certainly maturing T-bills. That's just unconscionable. Trust me when I tell you, we've got to avoid that. We can live to fight another day and really address the root cause of the problems and how we've gotten into this mess, but we just can't do it right this second. You've got to do that over a phased in over time.
You see a lot of different opinions on being close to default, but we're taking in record revenues now. They have more money coming in than ever. We should be paying down the debt with that. And exercising some fiscal responsibility, which is, of course, what you teach. It's just that the government doesn't seem bound by those kind of financial laws.
No, you're exactly right. They are taking in record revenues. The problem is that they've gone through record increases in spending to far outpace, you know, what we've done. And I just... you know, you look at the interest on the debt, which is forecast over the next 12 to 18 months to double as a percentage of the budget, going from 6% of the U.S. budget all the way to 12% of the whole budget just to pay the interest on the debt. I mean, that, so, you know, there's some really tough decisions that are going to have to be made. And I think it's clear to all of us, right, that this election is going to really sort of boil down to fiscal responsibility.
Yeah.
And then also it's going to boil down to this woke culture. And we see what's going on in these large cities with all the crime. And it's just, I think that the American people are really, really coiled at this point.
Yes.
And I don't think it's being reported properly by the mainstream press.
No.
And I really believe that we're looking at a potential absolute slaughter of the Democrats in 2024. Because, you know, again, it's just some of the things we're all seeing in this country are just beyond the pale. And something's got to change.
I know. And it's a nonstop assault, so it seems. You get focused on one thing, and then there's another. And you're looking at the companies as big as Bush and Target willing to absorb these multi-billion-dollar losses to score points because they think the right way. That's absolutely frightening that they would do that. And it just seems to get worse every day. Brant, we appreciate the analysis. And if anything big breaks tomorrow morning, we got numbers coming up this week that are of significance.
Yeah, you know, we're going to be talking an awful lot about the next Fed meeting. And then certainly we're going to be seeing some other evidence of the CPI that will be coming. I think it's next week. We'll check on that exact date and let you know. But the PCE number we got on Friday, core rate, was pretty darn strong. So I would anticipate we're going to have a fairly strong CPI core reading as well. And we'll be monitoring all of that. We're out of the earnings season, so there's not a lot to report there. But it's really just debt ceiling, inflation, and the Fed. And all of that will be coming down over the next couple of weeks.
I mean, well, one way or the other, we will talk tomorrow.
Yes, we will, as always.
Thank you, my friend.
Y'all have a great evening.
You too.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice is offered through Invista Advisors, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
We have one thing we need to do here in the last 35 shopping minutes of the show. We got to give away Eaton Bowl for two at Bama Lanes. And that's going to happen. Now, this is for demonstration only. But listen for this. That's a secret strike. When you hear it, pounce on your phone like a fat cat on a skinny mouse and dial 272-9228. And if you're caller 3, you will win Eaton Bowl for 2. That is free bowling, free shoe rental, and the Bama Lanes Burger. And you can redeem this at Bama Lanes on Atlanta Highway, which has been incredibly refurbished. Our next date there is June 24th, right?
Yes.
Our next Saturday get-together.
Yes.
And, of course, Bama Lanes in Prattville. Top-notch facilities, and, gosh, I think it's this week. When is the first? Is the first Thursday?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to do some checking here, because we got Mark on Thursday, and I think some of the guys from Harmony are going to be joining us. That's the band that gave us Tommy Shaw. Do we have a time on that?
I don't think so.
Well, Mark will have from 3:30 to 3:50, and probably after 4 o'clock for the band.
I just have Harmony.
Somebody needs to follow up with me on that. Just saying.
I will.
I'm looking forward to it. In the meantime, Bama Lanes has lots of open bowling. Eaton Bowl is a $30 value for two people. We look forward to giving it away shortly.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
My goodness, we have an accident now. Vaughn Road at Wentworth involving a motorcycle. Please watch out for emergency vehicles and rescue headed to that location. Very busy all over the place. The guy on the ramp up to Taylor, they've got some help there getting him. They're about to clear him any second. And the ramp will be completely open. If you're on the ramp now, you'll need to watch out in the extreme left lane as you head towards the top of the ramp to Taylor. Good bit of traffic on I-65 and 85 through the interchange. Slow traffic Taylor to Chantilly, 85 northbound. Busy on Northeast Boulevard, East Boulevard, and 231 to Wetumpka. Larry Live Oaks has been insuring the River Region since 1988, customizing your insurance needs to the perfect plan. Live Oak Insurance, 4791 Main Street in Millbrook, 334-285-2881. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Graduating? Bring your diploma to Sons Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Montgomery and get a $250 credit towards the purchase of a new or used vehicle. Sons CDJR, family-owned, family-driven.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
Introducing the all-new Toyota Montgomery. Our new owners and management are excited to be a part of this amazing community, where our brand new dealership is all about you. At Toyota of Montgomery, we understand that a car is more than just a vehicle. It's a crucial part of daily life that helps us get to work, run errands, and create memories with loved ones. Toyota of Montgomery offers the lowest prices and best selection of new Toyotas and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. We also pay more for your trade-in than anyone else. Find out how much and schedule an appraisal online at toyotamontgomery.com. Shop our huge selection of new Toyotas and pre-owned vehicles, and you can be confident you're getting a great deal. But it's not just about low prices. It's about building strong relationships with our customers and community. It's an all-new way to buy a Toyota at Toyota of Montgomery. Shop online at toyotamontgomery.com and come see the all-new Toyota of Montgomery today.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
aggravation and explaining what it was he really meant. Apparently the crowd was mad that he didn't want a band Halloween costumes that might have offended some. When I tried to intervene, a lady looked right out at me. She summoned some muscle and then began to hum. Oh, there ain't no rest for the trigger. Where is the ludus, please? We've got a head to tie, we've got tears to cry. Please give me your sympathy. No, I won't let loose. I get my news from places like
personal friend Paul Harvey. No, Paul Harvey, idiot.
Stand by for news.
That's better.
From WAKHNL8 and ABC 32, I'm Daryl Hood. A man is recovering after weekend house fire. That fire happened Sunday morning in the 5500 block of Carriagebrook Road. Firefighters were able to get people inside of the home out safely and also evacuated nearby homes. A 41-year-old man was taken to the hospital with secondary burns. No word yet on what caused the fire. The search continues for the suspect in the city's latest murder. The victim has been identified as 22-year-old Rondarius McQueen. Police say that shooting happened on Fomar Parkway. No arrests have been made. Pratt Park and Rec held their Retro Pool Day yesterday. It's called the Retro Pool Party because the admission was only a buck and it included a hot dog and a drink. Prattville's regular summer pool hours are Monday through Friday, noon to 5, Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 6, and Sundays from 1 to 10. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch your local news on WAKH Channel 8 and ABC 32.
This is Chris from Surviving in Alabama. I encourage you to go to my YouTube page, like, share, and subscribe. That's Surviving in Alabama. Do you know how to survive in an emergency? Well, I spent years in the military learning how to do that. I'm also a master gardener, and I grow my own food. Not all of it, because I don't think anybody can do 100%, but I want to teach you how to do a lot, how to preserve, how to think outside the box door, and make it on little. What are you going to do when the lights go out? That's Surviving in Alabama on YouTube. Go check it out.
And now a star is born. On May 30th, 1971, the world welcomed little baby Idina Menzel with special celebrity presenter John Travolta.
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
Close enough. Idina Menzel, a star is born.
Hi there, who is this?
It's me.
All right, you hold on. We're in the middle of a contest, okay. And I'll be right back. You are caller one. Thanks for trying. My timing's amazing. You are caller two. And what is your name?
Hello? Rod.
Rod?
Hello? Yes.
Rod, you're caller three, so you have won Eaton Bowl for two at Bama Lanes.
All right, thank you.
Let's hear some excitement. That's a lot of excitement. No, that's free bowling, free shoes, two Bama Lanes burgers. You're going to love it, and it's free. It's a $30 value. Hang on, because the excitement's just getting started. Now you get to have a private conversation with Rosie. So hold on. Use your sexy voice. I'm going to get killed before the show is over.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are swinging into more and more of a summertime pattern. Tonight will be dry, but comfortable. Actually, close to normal for this time of the year with the overnight low 67. Tomorrow, high temperature in the upper 80s, a little bit more humidity, good bit of sunshine. Can't rule out a few hit-or-miss pop-up storms somewhere in the afternoon and evening hours. Thursday and Friday, the first 2 days of June, more scattered hit-or-miss storms with highs in the mid to upper 80s and not much change on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your
on FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today's show is brought to you by the IRS, scaring the hell out of people over their taxes for over 100 years.
Yeah, they're kind of getting to me, too. But, I mean, that's how it works for them. And now we're going to have, what, how many thousands of new agents? I think I may need to call my attorney. This is right on the money. Jacqueline Tomlinson from somewhere. How are you?
Can you hear me over the crashing of the wave?
I can. I, in fact, can't hear the crashing of the waves, but you're down for a conference in Destin.
I am. Unfortunately, I have to go to a work conference at Destin tomorrow through Sunday.
Oh,
So I brought the family.
I take it you will have no need for that key lime pie I've been saving for you since.
Can you freeze it for me?
I'll make you a fresh one.
Promise?
I will give this one to Eddie Bader.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he'll love it.
He loves a good key lime pie.
I mean, it's made with those wonderful farm eggs, you know, the brown ones, the different speckled ones that give you that extra eggy taste. Whipped into a wonderful custard and chilled with just the right amount, a secret amount of key lime juice. Set in a crust that's treated with butter and sugar. So, if I had it with me, I'd give it away on the air, but I can't do that.
Wow, I know they're delicious.
So how was the balance of your weekend?
It was a little, just hectic. We had family in town. We had some people over for a pool party on Sunday so that we had Monday to recoup. And then, you know, we kind of were just getting ready for this beach trip that we have, because getting two children and a husband ready for a week at the beach is a task.
Yeah, hey, but, you know, you amazing moms manage that. I watched my mother do it. In fact, I think the best vacation my mother had, she was expecting my nuclear physicist sister, okay? So I was about 12, had a brother and a sister a year younger. And my mother's dream vacation as she was carrying Kimmy was to send the rest of us to the beach in Grand Haven, Michigan for a week. And I think she had the time of her life.
Nice.
I know this. My mother was one of those, oh, I have free time. I think I'll paint the hallway, which she did. She was amazing. You moms in general are amazing.
I don't have any kids. Let's rearrange the house.
Yeah, stuff like that. She loved those occasions, and we still had a good time. So you are going to be, it's a great time to be there because most everybody else just evacuated, right, after the weekend?
Well, and it's still pretty busy, but the weather is perfect.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's calm. There was zero traffic coming down.
We really lucked into it this time with the low humidity. I mean, it was pleasant. I rode my bike 30 miles this weekend. Wow, it sounds like there's a lot of action in your place there.
Sorry, guys. That was Steven.
Is he okay?
No, he's fine. He's playing with some random kid at the beach.
Oh, well, that's nice.
He's living his best life. He's running into the wave.
Yeah, I remember doing that.
That high-peeled scream. No, that scream is not Lola. That would be my boy.
Oh.
That would be my young gentleman with that high-pitched scream.
Well,
oh,
hear that.
I should have warned you. Hey, Greg, I'm at the beach.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I will call, set up a time with me tomorrow.
That's fine. I'll be around. And I probably will not be at the beach, so it might be a little easier to hear me.
Yeah, and it's a little echoey, too. But we'll get back to some of our traditional fun and games.
Hey, sounds good.
All right, thanks. Have fun. Wayne.
Hey.
There's a 100% chance of Wayne today. Today's Mel Blanc's birthday, so I can get away with that.
That's right. That's right.
He would have been 115.
Today.
Yes.
Good deal.
The guy that gave us all those incredible characters. Oh, we're not supposed to play him. We might hurt somebody's feelings.
You're right, so better be careful.
What's with the phone?
I don't know.
So what's on your mind this afternoon, Wayne?
I don't know. Did I win some bowling or something?
No.
I didn't.
Apparently, no, you were not caller three.
Okay. Well, no big deal.
Well, I feel terrible now.
Yeah, no big deal. But I appreciate what y'all did. Listen to you every day.
I'm very grateful for that. Thank you, Wayne.
You're welcome, bud.
Better luck next time. We will be doing that again on Thursday, as a matter of fact. God, tomorrow's the middle of the week already. There is something to be said. All right. Jeff, I got your My Soldier's Prayer video, and we will give that a listen. Every time I see that Disneyland fairy godmother with a mustache, it's just...
I get mad at the mother who's letting...
Yeah, what is wrong with the mother of that little blonde girl that is looking at this horror show and is totally okay with that for some reason? I don't get that at all. 5:43, we just talked to Jake Quinlan down in Destin. Whether you're going down to Destin or a little further, east, west, north, whatever, this is travel time now. Make sure you find that half hour, hour to get your car to one of Don Duncan's three locations and let those certified technicians give it the works. Oil change, tire rotation, rolling inspection done by two guys to make sure all embedded material is removed and those holes are plugged. Check the oil. Run a diagnostic check. Make sure that, or if your car's making a funny sound, these are the people to take it to when you have one of those mysteries to solve. That's the level of experience you'll find at all three Don Duncan locations. Serving you from Mount Duncan, the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14, Prattville and Millbrookians. Love that one. And Wetumpka, too. Downtown at 408 Madison, for those of you who work in town, just drop your car off. They'll get you to your office and back with your car later. All you got to do is ask. I mean, that's what great customer service is. And serving Southeast Montgomery from Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. And look for Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire on Facebook. You'll never guess who's next.
Joey.
Good guess.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Hey, Ron, you were our Eaton Bowl winner. We need you to call us back so we can put your name on the prize. Right. And you can come and pick it up. 272-9228. Paging Rod.
The Tears family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter. That's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Fabinovations today.
Rub-a-dub-dub. Do you have an ugly tub?
If your bathroom has seen better days, or if you're just ready for a change, it's a great time to love your bathroom again. During their Spring into Savings event, they're offering 18-month same-as-cash financing for qualified buyers or $1,000 off a full wet area remodel to include bathtub to walk-in shower conversions, bathtub replacements with wall system, or their popular Alexis walk-in bathtub with all the bells and whistles. Their products are fully backed by the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval and are protected by factory-authorized limited lifetime warranty. Call today or contact Bath Innovations at bathinnovations.com. If your bathroom is not becoming to you, you should be coming to Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation without the aggravation, call Bath Innovations today.
Want to grab lunch?
I can't. Got to pick up my dry cleaning or I won't have anything to wear to work tomorrow.
There's never enough time. That's why I switched to Worth Cleaner's new 24/7 Express kiosk on Vaughn Road. I can drop off and pick up my laundry and dry cleaning anytime I want, day or night.
Wow, Worth Cleaner sounds like the solution.
Worth Cleaners is excited to announce their 24/7 Express kiosk. This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery and will allow customers to drop off and pick up the dry cleaning and laundry at their convenience, day or night, any day of the year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go into their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 Express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall to aid customers who are first-time users. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
Did you know that over 12 times a day, someone in Autauga County calls 911 to report a medical or fire emergency? Volunteer first responders are saving lives and property, and you can be part of their team.
Volunteering as a first responder is really about making a difference where it's needed most, and Autauga County needs you now more than ever. Are you ready to answer the call?
To begin your journey, you can find any of the agencies of the Autauga County Firefighters Association on Facebook or visit MakeMeAFirefighter.com.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. Did you know the current national average turn time to close on a mortgage is 48 business days? But not at Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, our average close time is 16 business days. That's a month faster than the rest. How do we do it? With over 60 years of combined experience in the industry, our team knows mortgages. Our years of experience yield a better experience for our customers. Folks, time is money. Whether you're looking to buy or refi, don't waste time with another mortgage company, bank, or credit union. We close on time, every time. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our fast turn time is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We're going to talk about Chick-fil-A for a moment, but I need to figure out which one of these is the Chick-fil-A song I want. This is it.
Chick-fil-A. I could eat there 7 times a day. Where the people laugh and children play. Oh, I'm in love with Chick-fil-A. Suddenly, I need waffle fries in front of me. With some nuggets and a large sweet tea. Oh, Chick-fil-A, you set me free. Kids, get in the van so we can go there today. But their stores are closed, oh I know, 'cause it's Sunday. What a dirty, rotten trick to play. Now I have to settle for Subway. Oh, I'm in love with Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A.
Why are we talking about Chick-fil-A? I've seen several headlines this afternoon. Conservative backlash at Chick-fil-A. So my mission, what did Chick-fil-A do that's generating a conservative backlash? And it in large part has to do with Chick-fil-A hiring a diversity, equity, and inclusion officer, which by design means they're going to discriminate. Why is that so not obvious to people? A company should be able to hire the best people it can. And yes, of course, the door should be open to everybody of every stripe. But if you are determined to have a specific number of this group and that group, then you're discriminating. Because, and the Supreme Court, I was shocked at that ruling. They said it was okay for that university to limit the number of Asian students that qualified on scholastic merit. No, we can't have too many Asians. That sucks. Absolutely sucks. So Chick-fil-A has hired a guy who is going to be their diversity, equity, and inclusion officer. Now, I haven't been to Chick-fil-A for some time, but I will tell you what. I don't think there's a fast food place. I would rather see a two-block line at Chick-fil-A than three cars at some of the other fast food joints, because you know you're going to keep moving.
Yep.
And every time I've been to a Chick-fil-A, I have been greeted by people of all stripes. That what they have in common is an attitude that's, hey, thanks for being here. What can we do for you? You need some ketchup for those waffle fries? Whatever. And their system, they keep people, but they never make you feel like you're in an assembly line. They make you feel like you've been treated very individually. And it's one of those places when I go, it makes me feel good because I see youngsters primarily, you know, you gotta have your managers and stuff, but youngsters from every walk of life here in Montgomery working there. I think they must pay a pretty good wage, but you know that they're not hiring people that don't have or can't be trained in the gift of customer service. So why do they need a diversity, equity, and inclusion officer? And who's gonna get hurt by that? We'll see. We'll see where all of this goes. I don't think I can talk about this stuff anymore. That's my way of saying I've had it. Now, in medical news today, I know we were told when we were kids that we should never swallow gum because it took 7 years to digest it. I don't know where that came from. Did somebody swallow gum in 1953 and they stayed with him until 1960 when he pooped it out? I mean,
How would you know?
It takes 7 years. Turns out that isn't true. The body will pass gum within 2 days. It still doesn't mean it's a good idea to swallow it.
Yeah.
It can't be digested, so it comes out whole. If you swallow a few pieces, it could cause problem. A 5-year-old boy recently swallowed 40 pieces of gum.
Oh my gosh.
In one day, and it did begin to obstruct his GI tract. Wow. I mean, that's an awful lot of gum.
Yeah.
Doctors removed it by placing a metal tube down his throat and using a tool to grab the buildup. He had a sore throat after, but it was nothing compared to having 40 pieces of gum clogging up his plumbing. And remember, for the best in heating, air conditioning, and plumbing, call Clark's 277-2125. Right?
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, authorities are trying to wrap up some accidents. Vaughn at Wentworth involving a motorcycle. We believe they may have about cleared that one. In Wetumpka, Highway 231 right near the Winn-Dixie as you're headed into town, we had a minor accident there. We believe that one may be cleared, but use caution. And we do have a disabled vehicle on I-65 southbound right at the Fairview Avenue exits. Watch out for it as you pass. It's causing a little bit of a slowdown there. Buckle up and drive carefully. Still busy all over the area this afternoon. We'll keep you updated. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Suns. Suns Kia of Montgomery. Shop for a Kia Rain or Shine online anytime at Suns Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and family members are living without health care coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough even to keep their jobs. We can fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that people can remain at work. Let's make this a priority. Let's close this gap and cover Alabama. To learn more and how you can help, visit coveralabama.org.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
As always, thanks to our great virtual producers, Mark Cumby, Morris Strindberg. Mark just sent me, and earlier we mentioned that the governor, Governor Ivey, signed legislation prohibiting panhandling in public on roads and exits and things like that. I don't know if the state enforces that, or I have great confidence the city will really crack down on that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. However, she also signed HB 261 to protect women's sports in public colleges and universities. So if you're a swimmer and you still are in possession of your...
Quang.
You will not be competing against females.
Thank you, Governor Ivey.
Yes. And where the hell is everybody else on this? This is so ridiculous that this is even a discussion... And it all goes back to Dylan Mulvaney. He can prance around all he wants and be as effeminate as he wants and put on his cover girl makeup and his pants or panties. I don't know. But he's not a woman.
No.
And he's not a girl. That's even more disturbing that
and
he really
never
prefers.
Will be.
Exactly. They still haven't figured out how to do that chromosomal change thing, Dylan, so... You're stuck. In the meanwhile, nice going, Bud Light. You are down almost $30 billion in value.
Bye, sexy.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
They didn't specify whether that was for Rosie or me. We'll share it. I will be back in the morning with the one and only Rich Thomas.
Cool.
And Jay Scott.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting South Korea.